This is De Bello Gallico, Book 5, Chapter 48. Caesar Consilio Eius Probato. So Caesar, with his plan having been approved. So he approved of Labienus's rationale. Et si, disiectos, and although disappointed, opinione, in his reckoning, his expectation, trium legionem of 3 legions, ad duas reiterat. Caesar had gone back to 2, meaning to 2 legions. Tamen, nevertheless, ponebat, he was putting unum auxilium, the only hope, the only aid, communis salutis, of common safety, in celeritate, in speed. Venit magnus itineribus, he comes by means of a large marches, meaning the forced marches, which were very long. In fines Neriorum, into the territory of the Nervii, ibi ex captivis cognoscit, there from prisoners he learns, why, what things, apud Ciceronem gerantur, what things are being done at Cicero's location, at the camp of Cicero, cum quantoque in pericula res sit, and in how much danger the thing is. So the situation, the state of affairs is. Tum persuadit, then he persuades Magnus Primeis by means of great rewards, quidam ex equitibus Gallus, a certain one of the Gallic cavalrymen, uti ad Ciceronem epistulam deferet, that he bring a letter to Cicero. Hoc. This message, conscriptum graecis literis mittit. So he sends this message written with Greek letters. Nay, lest, intercepta epistula, with the letter having been intercepted, nostro consilia, our plans, cognoscantur, that our plans become known, ab hostibus, by the enemy. Si non possit, if he would not be able, adire, to approach Monet, he instructs, he warns, he advises that. Abiciat, that he should throw tragulum, his spear, cum epistula ad admintum delegata, with the letter having been tied to a thong, intra munitionum castrum, within the fortification of the camp. So basically he should tie the letter around to a thong and take it, you know, and throw the spear in so that the spear would take the letter inside. So if he would not be able to approach, he instructs that with the letter having been tied to a thong, he should throw his spear within the fortification of the camp. In literis scribis, so in the letters he writes, say that he, profectum cum legionibus, having set out with legions, celeriter ad fore, will quickly be there. Hortatur, he encourages, ut reteniat, that he, meaning Cicero, hold on to his pristinum virtutem, his time-tested bravery, his ancient valor. Gallus, periculum veritus, the Gaul, the messenger, having feared danger, tragulam mittit, throws the spear, or hurls the spear, ut erat praeceptum, as he had been instructed. Haec, this, meaning the spear, casu, by chance, by misfortune, ad turum ad haesit, stuck to a tower, neque anima versa, and not having been noticed ob nostris by our men, be duo for 2 days, tertio die, on the 3rd day, a quondam milite, by a certain soldier, conspictor, it's noticed, it's seen, deempta, and having been taken down, defertur ad Ciceronem, and is carried to Cicero. Ille, that man, recitat in conventu militum, He reads aloud in the assembly of soldiers, prolectum, it's epistulum prolectum, so the letter having been thoroughly read. So basically he recites the letter, he reads it out after he's read and studied it very thoroughly. Maxima quae latitia omnes adficit, and fills all the men with the greatest joy. Tum fumi incendiorum, then the smoke of the fires, procul videbantur, was seen in the distance, was seen far away. Quae res, which thing, which circumstance, expulit, drove away, omnem dubitationem, all doubt, adventus legionem, of the arrival of the legions. Okay, so I'm going to translate the whole thing one more time. So, Caesar, with his plan having been approved, although disappointed in his expectation of three legions, had gone back to two. Nevertheless, he was putting the only help of the common safety in speed. He comes by means of large marches into the territory of the Nervii. There, from prisoners, he learns what things are being done at Cicero's camp and in how much danger the thing is. Then he convinces, he persuades, by means of great rewards, a certain one of the Gallic cavalrymen that he should bring a letter to Cicero. He sends this letter written with Greek letters, lest, with the letter having been intercepted, our plans become known by the enemy. If the messenger, would not be able to approach, he instructs that, with the letter having been tied to a thong, he should throw his spear within the fortification of the camp. In the letter, he writes that he, having set out with legions, will quickly be there. He encourages that he hold on to his time-tested valor. The Gaul, so the messenger, having feared danger, hurls the spear as he had been instructed. This spear, by chance, stuck to a tower, and for 2 days, not having been noticed by our men, on the third day, it is noticed by a certain soldier, and having been taken down, it's carried to Cicero. That man reads the letter, having been thoroughly read, out in the assembly of soldiers, and it fills all the men with the greatest joy. Then the smoke of fires were seen in the distance, a thing which banished all doubt of the arrival of the legions. Okay, so got some stuff going on here. You know, definitely problems with communications. You know, I think that you've got him writing in Greek letters, so it's almost like he's writing in code. So why did he do that? And he gave a lot of precautions to take, just to ensure that the message had the best possible chance to get through. And really, best laid plans often fail or suffer delays. You know, Caesar's message didn't get through as quickly as he thought. Do you think that Caesar felt the messenger had a legitimate reason for hurling the spear? Or, you know, does Caesar not provide enough information there for us to make a judgment? You know, I think all in all, it was very interesting the way that he had him deliver the message. But we'll talk about that in class. And that is the chapter 48, which is the last chapter of book 5.